This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we come to the close of our study of Mark, we find Jesus giving the disciples the Great Commission, preach the gospel to the whole world. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. He had shared his plan with the disciples for building the church, promising, as he builds the church, nothing would hinder this project. Then he ascended to the Father's right hand and left the disciples to finish the task of building the church. This was Plan A. There was no Plan B. You might ask, what if Plan A fails? It won't. The question we should ask is, what part does Jesus want me to have in this building project? He promised to build his church. He will do it through anyone and everyone who makes themselves available. He's not looking for ability or inability. He's looking for availability. Are you available to be used by him to participate where he wants you to be, doing what he wants you to do in his way? If not, you are missing out on one of the great privileges of being a believer. It's much like what happened to Esther. Her uncle pointed out to her, "Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. Who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this?" You too are in the place you are to be Christ's representative. You're a part of Plan A. There is no Plan B. So be faithful in fulfilling your call. Who knows but that you are where you are for such a time as this? If this series has been helpful, I'd like to hear from you. Ludgoltz@AOL.com.